Well, there has been much commenting in the Western media about the struggle for independence of the Tamil Tiger, which has opposed them to the Sri Lankan government. Similar political comparisons in the case of Aceh are rarely evoked. The press conference featured Amy Goodman and Alan Nairn, who gave international fame reporting on the brutal occupation of East Timor in the 1990s. Mr. Wazain is the founder of the Aceh Center and a political refugee. He said that Aceh was forced to be part of Indonesia by the former Dutch colonizers in 1949 and has been yearning for independence ever since. In the early 1990s, Indonesia, under the Suharto regime, declared Aceh a military operation area with stated goal to exterminate the Free Aceh Movement, or GAM, a small but determined clandestine indigenous army. Over 40,000 Acehnese have been killed or disappeared, and like in East Timor, arbitrary arrest, torture and rape by the Indonesian military and police are common. In 1998, as the international media finally focused on the corruption and savagery of the Indonesian army in East Timor, President Suharto was forced from power by a student revolt. Aceh enjoyed a two-year period of relief from political repression and a flowering of the civil movement, culminating in a million Acehnese gathering in front of the Barai Turaman Grand Mosque, one of the only still-standing buildings in the capital of Banda Aceh, to demand a referendum for independence and the trial of military human rights violators. A massive repression followed. Attempts at international mediation failed as the military recovered its firm grip on Indonesian politics. Negotiators were arrested prior to a Tokyo conference in 2003. Mr. Wazain described the situation in Aceh prior to the cataclysm.
On 19th of May 2003, they declared the military operation in Aceh. What happened in the first 6 months, they are copying America by parachute troop in Banda Aceh, dropping the parachute military team into the city. It's something like showing the media that we are like America in fighting Iraq, forcing the people to leave their villages, and also they are imposing a special ID just for the Acehnese. Thousands of the school got burned, and also indiscriminate killing against the Acehnese by dropping the bomb using Bronco or V-10, American-made aeroplane, and also F-16 to drop the bomb to the villages in Aceh.
According to Mr. Wazain, the military fomented ethnic confrontation between the Javanese minority and Acehnese by introducing and supporting armed militias and declared a state of civil emergency in May 2004. Even after the tsunami, the counterinsurgency methods have continued, and Australian journalists witnessed the beating of Acehnese. There are reports of Acehnese being killed for failing to show an ID card. For 4 days after the disaster, journalists and international relief organizations were shut out of Aceh. While the US government was notoriously slow in pledging any significant aid to the victims, mainstream media is now glorifying the US military by showing them leading the relief effort in the capital, while smaller towns and villages are virtually ignored. Suraya IT is the chair of the International Forum for Aceh. She is very concerned with the fate of thousands of children and orphans. Some have already been taken away without knowledge of close relatives.
We need your support here because the generation of the Acehnese in the future, if we do not take care of this orphan, I worry certain group, trafficking and militant group, will adopt these children. The last thing I want to talk is about reconstruction of Aceh. The problem in Aceh right now, not just for today, the problem is the reconstruction of Aceh. How we support Acehnese people to rebuild the society.
Colin Powell, conspicuously displaying his emotion for the extent of the human tragedy, finally pledged $350 million. But Dita Katurani, a student leader in exile, fears that the aid will be used to go around the 1999 congressional ban on military aid to Indonesia. Those speaking at the press conference are encouraging donations to local Acehnese organizations. For more information, please call 212-973-1782. Finally, Dita Katurani.
Let's not forget Aceh anymore. This is a people, the people of Aceh, that is not just cry for help because of the tsunami that hit them, but this is a people that cry for freedom as human beings and also as a nation.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynne.